This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
Happy Friday, everybody.
You know what that music means.
We're going to get to Chief Meteorologist over at WGRZ, Patrick Hammer here in just a moment. But we do have breaking news from just the last minute or so, and that is Giants quarterback Daniel Jones is no more. He is being released by the team. This according to basically now every insider in the NFL. So his time in New York is done.
The Giants even released a statement.
And the Giants have now released a statement.
Okay. This is so stupid of them. He has an out at the end of this season, in the offseason, that would have taken his dead cap from $69 million to $22 million.
For more on this, we go
what
to
are
Patrick
they doing?
Hammer. Pat, how are we doing today?
You know, I just watched his press conference from, I guess it was it this morning or yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Okay, and, you know, I kind of felt for the guy. I don't know. I mean, he was honest. I mean, he is, what, 3-13 since inking his new deal. So, you know, you understand why they benched him. But I don't know. Now to hear that he's kicked to the curb. I don't know.
It's crazy.
I guess I feel for the guy.
I am seeing this. Jordan Schultz, who's an NFL insider over at NFL on Fox, he said Jones asked for his release and the team is granting that after his benching.
Oh, okay.
So,
he says there's some great football ahead for him, and maybe he's right. Maybe just a new team, a new setting, you know, can enlighten him or provide a different, pathway for him to have success, you know, just didn't happen there.
Yeah, no, it did not happen there, and which is a little surprising. It felt like Brian Daboll, the first year at least, was going to make the most out of it. Maybe not be super successful, but at least get the most out of it. And after that playoff win against Minnesota, it just kind of went right into the ground. But Pat, yesterday we had our first snow game of the year. That was kind of cool.
You know, I think I personally love them, you know. Optically, on television, they just look great. It adds an element to the game, I think. I know for some, they don't like it at all, but it reminds me of the our situation in 2017 against the Colts was so much worse. And sometimes sitting through that is no fun. But, yeah, Cleveland got some lake effect snow. It didn't start the game that way, but it turned to snow, and, yeah, it was a snow globe out there.
For us in Buffalo, though, I mean, we're on the bye week.
Yeah.
Games don't look great. How's the weather actually look, though, for this weekend in terms of, like, I don't know, maybe you want to go on a hike or something like that? I mean, I'm not a hiking person, but, you know.
I know. It's my family wants to take full advantage of a free Sunday because they're not very common. So the weather this weekend, you know, okay, what you see today is not necessarily what you're going to get all weekend, but today, first of all, it's just going to be kind of miserable, just cloudy and showers and some snowflakes in the hills. That pretty much is the case the rest of the day. Tomorrow, some clouds, a little bit of light rain, not like today, just kind of a nuisance. So I know there's some sporting events going on. Tomorrow is not a washout, but there will be some light rain showers at times. Temperatures in the 40s. Sunday looks better. So if you want to go on a hike, it may be a little muddy from the recent rain, but, you know, whatever you want to do, you can't rule out a sprinkle or a light shower Sunday morning, but Sunday's the better day of the weekend. It's not going to be perfect, but the better day, the drier day.
So I don't know if people want me to bring up the S word, but how close are we to potentially having the latest snowfall ever in Buffalo? I mean, is it already passed or are we there yet?
Well, officially, if we do not see a snowflake by the end of the day, or the end of tonight, this will be the latest start to our snow season in, you know, in recorded history. Not measurable snow. We're just talking about first flakes, okay? So we've never had to wait to November 23rd to get our first flake. And given that we're not going to see any, we are going to set that new record for the latest snowflake observed at the observation site at the airport. But the thing is we're going to now break it by a lot because we don't have any snow in the forecast anytime soon. So this is going to, there's a caveat, put an asterisk by that comment, by the way. We're going to break the record probably by, 5 or 6 days without any snow in the forecast for that long.
What about the rest of the country? I mean, we just mentioned Cleveland yesterday got a lot of snow, but obviously now we're waiting until almost December to get the first snow game. Is there any kind of spot in the country that might just be is going to get slammed? I know the Dakotas are often on a dime. It all of a sudden can just be Blizzard Wonderland over there.
Just geographically across the United States, there hasn't been a lot of snow. Now, I will say, the mountains of the West, from the Rockies to the Sierra to the Cascades, they've been getting slammed with heavy, heavy snow. But there just hasn't been a lot of cold air. So, yeah, there hasn't been a lot of snow across the country. We've had some today. If you are traveling east today towards Syracuse, Binghamton, those areas have had some snow today. But no, it's been kind of a tame start to the winter, at least from a snowfall aspect. There's been plenty of rain. In fact, kind of feeling for our friend Sal right now, who chose like the wettest storm in years in San Francisco, and that's where he is right now traveling. I wish he could have gone there a different weekend. But anyway, it's been relatively quiet. No snow in the forecast, but things are going to change around here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sadly, very, very sadly. How about next week? Do we have a little bit of an idea of like the Thanksgiving weekend or Thanksgiving week, I guess? Is that going to be still pretty good? Like you said, we're probably going to break the record in terms of snowfall, but is it going to kind of be like this where it's a little bit cruddy still?
So, no, our eyes are really focused on a weather pattern change that we see coming for the middle part of next week. So here's the deal. Monday night, another system comes at us, brings us some rain showers late Monday night into Tuesday. The southern tier will get some lake effect snow, we think, on Tuesday. The southern tier only, probably a couple of inches possible. Okay. It's after that we do get into a colder weather pattern and one that could get active. In fact, some of the charts that we're looking at are kind of hinting at a little something possibly for Thanksgiving. And following that, a delivery of much colder air that will set the stage for some opportunities for snow here. This is a week out, okay? So this is nothing that's like, on our doorstep, but that's the direction we're going to end November to start December. It does look cold colder, and it does look like there will be our first snows of the season kicking in. And it's very possible that there could be some on Thanksgiving, the way it looks right now, including, Thanksgiving, the turkey trot, and everything else. So we're setting up for an active weather pattern by the end of next week.
So not to jump one holiday to the next, but I did tell Zach yesterday that I set up my Christmas decorations. So I do have a question. I don't know if you have the full answer, but what are the odds of a white Christmas this year? I've seen that it's not a very good chance, but I was just curious, what's it looking like?
On average, it's a 50-50 chance historically here, okay? If you go back and look at all the Christmases since 1870-something, it's about 50-50. I think, given what's setting up for December, our chances of... I got to get the forecast for today right, let alone something a month and a half away, but a month away. I think our chances for a white Christmas are looking up, in my opinion. Looking at just how things are evolving, a colder entry into December... may not stay that way the whole month, but I think it's promising for a white Christmas leading up to Christmas Day.
All right, Pat, last thing for you here. Plans for the bye week? I think you mentioned there earlier that you might have like a full weekend playing with the family.
Yeah, I'm in college mode. I've got a daughter that college. So we're all over the map looking at – so. And let me tell you, if any parent goes through this, and I know your parents went through it with you when you left, it's an emotional time, okay? The idea of going to college is exciting, and it's fun, and the world opens up, but there is a major separation anxiety already kicking in for next fall. So the process is awesome. We're looking at a bunch of places in-state, close by, and, you know, that's what we're doing this weekend. I think we're hitting like two or three.
I love it. I do miss doing that with my parents, just going to different colleges. A lot of fun, but you're absolutely right. The separation anxiety does hit early. Pat, enjoy
the one thing I did do, which was a mistake, we went to this really nice school, and instead of showing her like the buildings she may study in, I pointed out where my fraternity, you know, not my actual fraternity because I didn't go there, but there's the Beta Theta Pi house. And I'm thinking, okay, as a father, maybe I shouldn't be pointing that out. Maybe this is where your English class will be. This is where economics is taught. Instead, I'm like, ooh, there's Greek Row.
You'll get there. You'll get there. By the last visit, you'll be like, we're going to avoid all of this area and only show you this. It's a lot of fun, though.
Exactly.
Pat, enjoy your weekend, man. Thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, bye, guys.
That was Patrick Hammer there on the West Her Hotline, the chief meteorologist over at WGRZ. That is something I maybe miss most about college was actually the pre going on visits and stuff like that and getting to see different universities. I spent a lot of time on UB's campus growing up, having season tickets to their football games and basketball games. But Josh, I even talked to you about it. Like, I'm going to a St. Bonaventure basketball game.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, still maybe my favorite campus I've been to in New York State, Austin, of course.
Well,
beating most,
right.
but was maybe my favorite.
Yeah, Bonnie's has a great campus.
It's beautiful.
It's in a nice little area too. Like, it's very secluded
in Olean. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. So I'm going to the Bonnie's UB at Bonnie's game. It's December 6th or 7th. It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Conference championships and college football go on that day.
No,
hadn't known as I was getting the tickets, and I was driving to work yesterday, and I was like, I'll check that when I get in. But no, we're fine. Game starts at 4. SEC championship also starts at 4. So that is going to be an event for me to get through that. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres also in action tonight. Another Sabres after dark at 10 o'clock against Anaheim. We'll talk about that a little bit here as we preview Paul Hamilton and Brayton Wilson coming up at 12 o'clock. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.